BBC News with Julie Candler. The Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the deadly bombing of a Turkish border town on Saturday was intended to drag his country into the fighting in Syria. He told supporters that Turkey had to remain level-headed. Syria has denied being behind the two car bomb attacks in Rihanna, which killed 46 people. From Turkey, Wera Davis.
A protest tonight in the Turkish city of Hatay, calling on Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan to resign over the car bomb attacks in Rihanna. The Prime Minister is under pressure from his political opponents, who say his support for those fighting the Assad regime is dragging Turkey into Syria's conflict. The people of Rihanna today began burying the 46 dead. Men, women and children were laid to rest, mostly local Turks, but some Syrian refugees as well. The two car bombs ripped the heart out of this market town, which has absorbed thousands of refugees from across the border.
President Obama has praised Pakistan's election, hailing what he called the historic transfer of civilian power. Without naming Nawaz Sharif, who's set to become Prime Minister, Mr. Obama said the United States would work with the new Pakistani government as an equal partner. From Washington, Jane O'Brien reports.
The U.S.-Pakistan relationship has become increasingly troubled over the last few years, exacerbated by the war in Afghanistan, the rise of Islamic extremism.